The 17th FIBA Basketball World Championship for Women tips off Saturday in Turkey. Angola and Mozambique will be dribbling the ball for Africa at the 16-team tournament. Let's take a quick look at their opening games on Saturday. Angola will go against Serbia in Istanbul, while Mozambique will meet Canada in Ankara. On Thursday night, I appeared via Skype on Nigeria's Channels Television on their Sports Tonight show. My friend Toyin Ebitoye asked me about the USA team in Turkey, and I told Toyin the American girls have to be considered a favorite for the gold medal. They're both the reigning world and Olympic champion in women's basketball. However, as I mentioned to Toyin, France, which lost to the USA by 36 points in the 2012 Olympic gold medal game in London, recently proved that the American girls are beatable. 5 days ago, France edged the USA 76-72 in an exhibition game played in Paris. It was the first loss for the USA women's team since 2011, when they were beaten by the Czech Republic. And I want to give a Sunnyside Sports shout-out for two of the veteran players on the USA women's team in Turkey, Sue Bird and Diana Taurasi, who both play professionally in the Women's National Basketball Association, or WNBA. I met Bird at the 2012 London Olympics. She's a three-time Olympic champion, and she's the first American player to be named to four, count them, four USA World Championship teams. Meanwhile, Diana Taurasi recently won her third WNBA title with the Phoenix Mercury, a five-time WNBA scoring champion. Diana also was named Most Valuable Player of the WNBA Finals earlier this month. Her Mercury club swept the Chicago Sky 3-0. The USA women's team will begin defense of its world title on Saturday when they play China in Istanbul, Turkey.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
This is Dikembe Mutombo. I am from Africa. Malaria kills thousands of children every day. Don't let your child be one of them. Make sure they sleep under a treated mosquito net. Beating malaria is like winning at basketball. You need to get to the net.
You need to get to the net, thanks to Kembe. Joining us once again from Johannesburg is our African football guru, David Legg. Good evening, David.
Good evening, Sammy, and good evening to all the football lovers around the continent.
David, if you can open your mailbag now, any interesting comments recently from our Voice of America listeners?
Yes, Sonny, the mails keep coming in, and one that I was particularly interested in was from Paul Olise, and as his name suggests, he's a great Nigerian football fan. And Paul's question is very straightforward. He says that I should elaborate on why CAF ranks Ivory Coast ahead of Nigeria. Now, let me just quickly explain to Paul that, of course, it's FIFA that do these rankings from the results that come in. And in all fairness, Paul, Ivory Coast, they've been doing better lately than Nigeria. I know they lost heavily in Cameroon, but they did beat Sierra Leone. Nigeria, on the other hand, have made a poor start to the Cup of Nations qualifiers, beaten at home by Congo Brazzaville and held away by South Africa, a team they normally wallop. If we look at the rankings, Sonny, the top 10, Algeria are first, Ivory Coast are second, Tunisia are third, Ghana fourth, and Senegal fifth. Nigeria, the defending African champions, are sixth. Well done to the Cape Verde Islands. More about them in a minute. They're seventh. Cameroon, eighth. Guinea, nine. And Burkina Faso, 10. Now, Cape Verde have risen a staggering 33 places. And obviously, that's got a lot to do with their away win over Niger and their home win over Zambia in Cup of Nations qualifiers. On the other hand, Egypt, down in 13th place, they have plummeted 23 positions. And again, I believe the reason, pretty straightforward. They lost away to Senegal and at home to Tunisia in Cup of Nations qualifiers. A little bit sad to see Sierra Leone, Sonny. They're down 25 places. And again, it's the Nations Cup results. Because of Ebola, they can't play matches at home. They lost in Ivory Coast. And then what should have been a home game against DR Congo turned into an away fixture, and they lost that as well. Another side rising considerably are Congo-Brazzaville. They're in 11th place. They've risen 30 positions, and the reason for that is, once again, Paul, if you're listening, obvious. They won in Nigeria, and then they won at home to Sudan. I mentioned the top 10, Sonny. Let me quickly run through 11 to 20. 11 is Congo, 12 Mali, 13 Egypt, 14 South Africa, 15 Libya, 16 DR Congo, 17 Sierra Leone, 18 Benin, 19th Uganda, and 20th Gabon. VOA!
David, if our VOA listeners have a football-related question for you, can you give us your email address?
Yes, certainly, Sonny. It's david.leg, and leg is spelled L-E-G-G-E. At AFP, that's Agence France-Presse.com. So I'll just repeat that one more time. It's david.leg, L-E-G-G-E, at AFP.com. And we'd love to hear from you.
We would love to hear from our listeners. So if you have a question for David, soccer or football related, please send it to him and we will try to read your question on the air.
Voice of America.
I'm Shegu Adeyemi, coming to you all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. Weekends are for sports. Nightline Africa Sports, that is. And every Sunday, I'll give you highlights of the top sports stories of the past week and the weekend. Nightline Africa Sports from the Voice of America. Let the games begin.
We got the game.
Game on, VOA sports fans. Just ahead, VOA's Downtown Brown will have our English Premier League football question of the week.
Hey, this is VOA's Downtown Brown, and I'm back again with question of the week. The question was, do you think Diego Costa will top the 27 league goals he scored when he played for Spain's Atletico Madrid last season? We had a well amount of responses who gave great opinions to tell you, like Ebenezer Michael Diversion from Nigeria, who said, fingers crossed, but it seems most likely. And Shabego De Stryker from Nigeria also, who said, I'm a diehard Chelsea fan, and I see Diego Costa scoring more than 28 goals if he remains fit. And a lot of other people who responded to the question said the same thing. If he remains fit and healthy, he can achieve it. In the 5 games he played so far, he has already scored 7 goals. Soccer news. The famous Cristiano Ronaldo scored 4 goals in a single match over the weekend, which gives him 7 goals so far. Manchester City lost 5-3 to Leicester City with a 3-1 goal lead. And games to watch over the weekend: Liverpool versus Everton, Chelsea versus Aston Villa, Arsenal versus Tottenham. And check your local listings for the time. Injured news. Ramirez from Chelsea injured his groin, and we'll keep you up to date on the recent injuries and stories on facebook.com/VOA Sonny. Soccer news. Remember the date. Remember it. October 25th is when Real Madrid is playing against Barcelona. Check your local listings for the time. That's all the time I have. Thanks for leaving your comments. And be sure to catch our question of the week on Tuesday on facebook.com/VOA Sonny. I'm VOA's Downtown Brown. And that's the sunny side of sports.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Turning to athletics, USA Track and Field has submitted a bid to make the northwestern U.S. city of Eugene, Oregon, one of three contenders to host the 2019 IAAF World Championships. The two other cities bidding to stage the World Championships are Doha, Qatar, and Barcelona, Spain. The International Association of Athletics Federations, or IAAF, is scheduled to announce the winner on November 18th. The United States has never hosted the competition. Eugene was the venue for the IAAF's World Junior Championships in July. It's also, along with New York City, one of the two American stops on the IAAF's Diamond League circuit. The USA's Olympic Committee Chief Executive Scott Blackman told Reuters that having the World Championships in Eugene would help build the sport of athletics in the USA, and he's very hopeful the IAAF will look favorably on the bid. Reuters reports that Eugene will need to double the size of its Hayward Field Stadium to win the bid. The stadium currently has an expandable seating capacity of about 21,000. The report says Eugene will also have to secure more housing to win the event. According to the Oregonian newspaper, the IAAF says organizers of the World Championships need to be ready to accommodate 2,000 athletes from more than 200 countries, as well as 10,000 officials and volunteers and 3,000 members of the media. I'm VOA's Sonny Young.